Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show at 603-283-6160. We're talking about artificial intelligence
taking our jobs.
The jobs no one really wanted anyway. 603-283-6160. And as Bonnie pointed out, there will be more jobs.
There will probably be more jobs than before if there's robots.
More things invented for people to do once the crappiest jobs are taken by robots. We can continue the discussion here. Ian, Bonnie, and Matt in the studio tonight. We're also going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. The number again, 603-283-6160. According to a survey conducted by Tidio, TIDIO.com, they surveyed over 1,200 people. And nearly 69% of college graduates think AI could take their job and make it irrelevant in a few years. And they're predicting cashiers, drivers, and translators are going to be some of the first jobs to be replaced. Third point, more than 45% of people have a positive attitude toward AI taking control of the economy. Some claim that AI could prevent corruption and improve the economy. Well, as long as there's a government gang around, you're not going to prevent corruption. They're firmly ensconced in control over our lives, and power corrupts. And if they start using robots, it'll just, you know, they'll just be robots used to abuse and harm people, like those cop police robots. More than 60% of respondents would use a self-driving AI taxi during heavy traffic.
Terrifying.
According to that story. Would you? Would you guys?
No.
Yeah. Why not?
During heavy traffic, I wonder if that would mean that it's safer because the thing's going slower.
The idea of, like, speeding at, like, 70 miles an hour down a highway on something that I can't control is just no.
Well,
I mean,
the question is a taxi. So would you take any taxi? Because you're not in control of a human-controlled taxi.
Well, even a human isn't in control of is kind of scary, because it could just be like, this is the turn. Like, sometimes Google Maps does that. It's just like, this is the turn. I mean, like, if you were just following Google Maps and you did what it said, no matter what, because you're a robot.
Mm-hmm.
Crank you could be right at 30 miles an hour. And
yeah, like on a bridge. Sometimes in San Antonio and Austin, it was just being built up so fast. It was like happening faster than Google Maps could, account for.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be on a overhead bridge, and it would think I was on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it would be like, turn left here, and you would fly off of the space.
Yeah.
So what if Google Maps is the people that are behind the future self-driving cars,
right,
and it just is like, I'm a robot, I do what Google Maps says, and it just flies off. That's terrifying.
Yeah,
at least a human wouldn't do that.
An error like that could be quite destructive.
The phone's lighting up. I wonder if that's Sarah.
Why, you're right about that. Somebody who is a big fan of artificial intelligence when it comes to cars. No, I think Sarah wants to see AI cars. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. You were guessing.
Yeah, you know,
it's totally
my favorite is the... Yeah, you know, my favorite is the RoboCops, red light cameras. You know, they do a way better job of policing drivers than real police officers. That's why they hate those things so much.
But you're saying the police hate red light cameras?
No, I'm talking about the drivers.
I hate them because they're useless.
They want the cops to do it. Live cops, for every 100 times they speed, they're going to get caught only once. A red light camera, they'll get them like 100% of the time they make a traffic mistake.
Oh, no, somebody went when the robot told them not to go when it was perfectly safe for them to go. I do this literally hundreds of times, at least a month. Does that put anybody in danger? I don't think so.
No.
As long as I can see, I wouldn't do it on a red light where I absolutely couldn't see. But
right,
if I can see there's nobody coming and I'm just sitting here for no reason, I'm not going to sit there like a slave. I'm just going to go.
More people should do that and make their own choices for themselves rather than let their lives be run by these machines. But, Sarah, you just love obedience.
I called in today because of a different subject.
All right.
Whoa.
Yeah, go
communists have never been collapsed, and they've never been capitalist, because they're ready to invade Ukraine and take it back like it was before, up to, was it Eastern Europe? The Soviet Union had control and authority over the all
of
Eastern
Europe.
Hold on a
second. Wait a minute. Sarah, aren't you a communist?
Well, yeah, you remembered, huh?
Yeah,
right?
I remember. I remember you saying you were going to, like, commie meetings. So are you in favor of invading Ukraine?
Well, of course, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
Why are you so
What kind
dumb?
Of a monster are you?
Well, you know, the thing is that they're able to do this because our U.S. is so weak right now. They want
no, that didn't answer
supplies.
Me. Why would you be in favor of invading peaceful people? Why would you be in favor of that, even as a communist?
Well, because the communist ideal is a really wonderful thing to have, to make everybody equal. And
yeah, has that been working for Russia?
Ever.
No, it didn't.
I mean, it's working for the people. I mean,
no,
you don't have your separate country, but it'll be more equal. Like,
they have laws against being gay in Russia.
They do.
Well, the thing is, you know, that it's sad. But I mean, it's kind of like they would, like, kill people like Trump, for example, a capitalist. And I do feel kind of sorry about that. And as long as they don't kill the capitalists when they take over.
You know what happens when you invade another country, right? They don't go in with party balloons and, you know, stuffed animals to throw around to all the kids. They drop bombs and
they kill people,
murder people. They shoot them to death. You understand that's what happens, right?
Right, right. And, of course, the capitalists have done them to the Eastern Europe.
And you're supporting that.
And nobody has done that. So the only way that you're going to...
Sarah, you're supporting killing people. Because
well,
you think your way is quote unquote wonderful. Well, look.
Here's the thing. There's no other way to talk to a capitalist
than to kill
them and abuse people. It only takes aggression.
It doesn't make any sense to say that a capitalist would want to abuse somebody. A capitalist wants to sell people something. The last thing you want to do to somebody you're trying to sell something to is
kill
abuse them. You're trying to get them to agree to give you their money. If you're going to do that, you certainly don't want to abuse. You want to be nice to them, and you better sell them a good product, or they're not going to ever come back to you.
I don't think she's heard how many people communism has killed.
Communism is literally a death cult. Yeah. There's no bloodier political philosophy than communism.
Well, capitalists have caused wars, and
there's people who call themselves capitalists who have caused wars. There's no doubt about it. And on this show, we are against war, whether it's the communists or capitalists or whatever ists or whatever isms or whatever you want to talk about.
Russia invading Ukraine.
Yeah, I'm against it because I'm in favor of peace. And if your ideas are so great, Sarah, then why can't you just convince people?
Well, she already admitted that she has a low IQ and brain damage or whatever hasn't worked since she was 17 and she's in her 50s. I don't see why she thinks that any of her ideas.
You haven't worked since you were 17?
Oh, 18. That's when I wind up in the hospital. I mean, I never worked on the books where I paid taxes, but I clean houses and stuff like that.
Well, good for you. That's good. But I'd hate to break it to you, but that's extremely capitalist of you.
I mean, it's not profit. Capitalism is about making money.
Wait, you cleaned houses for no money?
Well, I mean, they helped me out. I didn't get paid.
You're just saying that to placate any IRS idiots that might be listening. We know for a fact you got paid. It's okay, and you don't have to say that you did. I understand. But the fact that you took value in for your labor is capitalism. Good for you. I'm glad you did that.
Even if it was just like a place to stay for cleaning, I'd still consider
that's
that.
That's capitalism.
Yeah.
And she said the other day she was doing that now, where she's trading. She's giving $150 towards the utilities, and she's cleaning the place that she's currently living.
You're a capitalist.
And she's making a trade. She's no longer living in a welfare house, and I congratulated her.
Good for her.
Yeah, I congratulated her
for
that.
Good for her. That's good capitalism.
But, Sarah, if communism is so great, then you don't need to. You shouldn't need to spread it at the barrel of a gun. People should be signing up.
Be
lining
up for it. They'd be like, "Yeah, it's a great idea." Let's
and ask yourself why you need to use violence. She said you need to use aggression.
It's already failed.
Yeah, right. Anything you need to use aggression for to get out there is a terrible idea, and it will constantly be resisted with violence if necessary. Thank you, Sarah, for the call. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here, number 503-6160. You want to weigh in on the future of AI, taking our jobs? We can do that here. With you in the studio, by the way, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Matt.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the BitBox, which is a hardware wallet for cryptos like Bitcoin and Ethereum. And you can get a BitBox over at box.freetalklive.com. You can also win a BitBox. We are doing another giveaway. We've already given away one BitBox. And the next one is going to go to a lucky member of the Free Talk Live AMPS program. We mentioned AMPS earlier. If you sign up over at amps.freetalklive.com, you will be in the drawing. We're going to do that toward the end of the year. We're talking about maybe doing New Year's Eve. We'll do a special for your talk live and then draw the BitBox winner from somebody who is one of our amps. Head over to amps.freetalklive.com and check out the BitBox over at box.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about artificial intelligence, but first we go to the phones, to the fun. I believe we've got Major Payne on the line in Michigan.
Hey, peace to the populace.
What's on your mind?
Yes, I wish to address the root of the tree instead of pruning the branches.
Hmm.
I mean, we've been suffering from government takeover on all fronts. It seems to be an insurmountable battle to most of us. I mean, it's inconceivable that our own country could be attacking us.
But, why is that inconceivable?
Well, how can you believe that all of the peaceable things that surround you can be consuming you? And, I mean, I'm better than 6 decades old. And I have watched the world change before my eyes. It's like I woke up as Rip Van Winkle.
Well, I don't consider the people, first of all, I consider the people around me to be mostly peaceful, but the government people are not. And so, of course,
well,
they're going to consume.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, is the consumption of the government. I'm going back to the New Deal. This is the first time that it was financially, fiscally responsible to take the father out of the home.
And right, you think that's when that started?
Is that when they added more social programs? Or
the New Deal was a huge addition of social programs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, this is FDR, the first time
FDR
that
was
Democrats
basically a full-blown socialist.
Were voted in.
Yeah,
yeah. And now we're confronted with the new Green Deal.
Sure, or the Build Back Better. I mean, they're really talking about dwarfing the New Deal as far as what it did. It's sort of like the newest version of that.
Every pot deserves a chicken.
Dude, I'm telling you, I've been listening to you for about 20 years.
Wow. Thanks.
On DC radio, right? I'm not connected to the grid. I am the caveman.
Okay.
Yeah, I live in the woods, so I guess you'd be closer to call me Shrek.
All right, Shrek. What are we going to do about it, Shrek?
Well, I don't have a good donkey. My mule is broken.
Well, I think the reason that it seems inconceivable to people of like an older generation, no offense, is just that it used to be so much easier to be just, I mean, let me explain it this way. It used to be a lot harder to get information that wasn't just propaganda. Now that, like, the whole time I've been alive, I've pretty much been like, the government is bad. And my parents, my dad was in the army, but he always like would say things about how the government's bad. Then, you know, I find out about like MKUltra in 2011, and I start researching that, and I'm just like, well, the government is bad, and you
like
know,
bad, really bad.
And I just think that the older generation, like, you didn't have the internet, so it was a lot easier to just be like, oh yeah, we're going to war because we're helping people, and America's just good guys.
Someone shot Prince Ferdinand.
Right.
Well, that's a great point, Bonnie.
They split us with mindless fodder just to keep us distracted. I mean, sure. That's the whole MO.
Right, that's what bread and circuses are all about. And Thank you for the call, Major Payne. And so, Bonnie, you're pointing out that older generations didn't have as much information when they were growing up as you do, as younger generations do.
And that's why I think, like, baby boomers, even if they start to catch on to something, they just, it's like they can't break the programming. Like, they're like, okay, so Biden's bad. That means that I have to back the cops, you know. They can't fully break out of their program.
And you're just like, no.
But are people of your age breaking out of the programming, or are you just a lucky, you know, example?
I think that, seriously, most young people do not like the federal government. It's just that they think that there's, like, these people like AOC, who I have a story about tonight, they think that people like that are here to save them from it, and they also are...
So they're buying into it.
They're buying into it in a different
way,
though. They
just put a young face on the same old system, and they're buying into it.
They think that, like, capitalism is a problem. Like, oh, capitalism is just
overworked. So they've been indoctrinated by the government schools to believe that, right?
It's just a different angle. It's not like I think that... it's better or worse, but I think that they're more likely to completely get out of their programming.
Mm. I hope you're right about that.
I don't think a lot of them understand what communism is and what capitalism is. I mean, Sarah is not...
she's in her 50s.
In her 20s, and she still thinks that. So, that said, there's severe economic illiteracy in this country.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
And thank the government schools for
that. Thank the government schools for that.
The best thing you can do, parents, get your kids out of government schools. Back to AI stats in the survey here. More than 60% of respondents would use a self-driving AI taxi during heavy traffic. I got to say, you know, I'm not really interested in self-driving cars at all. I like driving.
Yeah.
I like having the control of taking myself to a place or taking someone else to a place, and I don't want some robot doing that.
Yeah, and if I want to drive into the woods to get away from some cops, I'd rather be able to have the ability to do that instead of my car saying, you cannot go there.
Yeah,
that is the woods.
We're shutting you down.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that I think there shouldn't be self-driving cars, as in, like, the people who want to use them in New York City for taxis should be allowed to do that.
Yeah, I suspect the technology will get to be fairly safe. I mean, you know, where there's very rarely an accident, and for a lot of people out there, they can't drive very well, so maybe they should be behind the, you know, the self-driving cars. Maybe result in fewer accidents. But
help New Mexico.
I, for one, enjoy driving. I understand that there's, like, more I could do. Like, I could, you know, get some productive things done if I wanted to, you know, not drive. But it's just something I enjoy.
As far as safety goes, like, if I was in a city I wasn't normally in or something like that, maybe I just hop in with those automated cabs and fine. You know, it's like we call them the trolleys that people used to hop on and ride from town, from one side of town to the other. It's just that, except more granular. I'm not afraid
of it. That's a good point. People are 7 times more worried about the negative impact of AI on the job market than fair treatment of robots. According to the survey, only 32% of respondents say that robot rights is a topic we shouldn't worry about. Okay, so that means a lot of them do want to worry about it. They believe it's one of the... oh, okay. So, no, they're saying we shouldn't worry about it. So...
what are robot rights like? What kind of rights would a robot have?
Well, that's the question that they haven't really figured out yet, is, you know, should a robot have rights at all? Or should they be treated as a total servant class?
Does a robot have moral agency?
Not yet. But how will we know when, you know, it'll be, at some point it's going to get difficult to tell the difference between artificial intelligence and human intelligence.
Does the robot have to be 18 years old in order to have moral agency?
That's another excellent question. There's more coming up here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Chicago, actor Jussie Smollett was found guilty on 5 of 6 counts of staging a hate crime against himself and then lying about it to the authorities. WBBM TV reporter Charlie DeMar was there.
Jussie Smollett faced that four person right in the eye as all six counts were read. He shook his head when those first five guilty verdict did come down. He was again convicted with five of the six felony disorderly conduct counts for staging his own hate crime and then lying to several Chicago police officers by reporting it as an actual hate crime. Now, the jury, which was made up of six men and six women, deliberated for more than 9 hours over 2 days. Smollett took the stand in his own defense in this case, telling the jury that he was the actual victim of a hate crime.
This is USA Radio News. A bill that paves the way for lawmakers to raise the debt ceiling is now on its way to President Biden. The Senate had advanced the deal, which avoids defaulting on the nation's debts. Biden is once again urging Americans to get booster shots, including 16 and 17-year-olds.
Many people now have gotten their booster shots, and we're getting people their booster shots at a record pace.
The late Senator Bob Dole is now lying in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda.
Over the course of his life, knew more than his fair share of suffering, who turned that suffering into endurance, whose endurance became central to his character, and whose character, whose essential goodness, leaves us with hope.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer honoring Dole's legacy as a veteran and a political force. Dole died on Sunday at the age of 98. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Join us if you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about artificial so-called intelligence and what the future is looking like, what people believe is coming soon as far as trends are concerned, what jobs are going to be lost to AI sooner rather than later. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Matt.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. We've got a social media platform that we launched earlier this year to give you an alternative to these big tech platforms like Twitter and Facebook that are constantly banning people, constantly taking down folks that they don't like. The Maxwell Trial Tracker account on Twitter was taken down this week. I believe it was subsequently reinstated, but there was quite a bit of hubbub over that because the Maxwell Trial Tracker account was saying when they first created the account, we fully expect this account is going to be taken down, and sure enough, less than a week later, Twitter had banned the account. So
I guess some CIA agents got shown in that court case to have been abusing children.
Shocking.
I wish
that's insane. Who would have thought?
Wouldn't it be awesome if they found out the FBI agents behind the Crypto 6 were behind some dirty stuff, and that way they had to get completely...
Like throw out all,
throw out all the case.
You know, it's funny. I suspect that those people who were involved with the Crypto 6 case are completely... on lackey levels.
Mm-hmm.
I think
just
they're
doing
absolute
dirty work.
Lackeys. Yeah, they're just lackeys. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're allowed to be involved. I saw enough of them to believe that they aren't at a high enough level as operatives to be able to break the law blatantly like that. Like they have to ask.
They're just tools.
They're just tools.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. The redheaded lady seemed like she was evil incarnate when she was talking to me.
She totally was. I agree. That lady, I'm guaranteed she beats her wife.
Yeah, she had like a personality change in front of me. Literally.
Oh yeah, she's a psycho. There's no, it's, I know what you're talking about.
She did it twice.
I sat across from her for half an hour, and she was absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
You're talking about Catherine Thibault, the agent?
Is that her name?
Uh-huh.
Never got her name.
T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T with a
French Thibault.
Catherine with a K, I believe.
Yeah, not Tim Thibault, Thibault.
All right, so a couple more stats here, right, from the AI survey from Tidio, TIDIO.com. Almost 78% of respondents are convinced that AI will be used to spread misinformation. Apart from the fear of AI taking away jobs, which 42% of respondents believed, or being used by criminals, 51%, the survey respondents are concerned about the misuse of AI tech to spread misinformation. Some 78% strongly believe this will be the main threat from artificial intelligence. By comparison, only 3% believe that AI will take revenge on humanity, like Skynet or, you know, some other kind of situation that we've seen in the movies. So,
a good reason to give them rights.
Now, how would AI tech be used to spread misinformation? Like, for instance, we're seeing with the Facebook and Twitter using algorithms to search out certain people's posts using whatever terminology and automatically slash those posts and ban those accounts. Would that be an example of spreading misinformation?
The word misinformation is retarded. It's just whatever the government doesn't want people to think is true, which is just so stupid.
Well, right. I was using it to describe the things that they want to stop.
Yes.
Right? But they're going to promote the things that they want to promote. And I think that's a legitimate concern. I think people are legitimately concerned that AI can be used to censor.
Sure.
Men are twice as likely as women to put their trust in artificial intelligence. According to the survey, they place significantly more trust. They're about twice as likely to have an AI robot operate on them or teach their children, and they are also less concerned about potential threats posed by the technology.
I'm going to go ahead and pass on both those things.
Operate.
You don't want to be operated on by a robot?
Not one bit. Surgical procedures require some outside the box thinking sometimes, you know. We are not machines. Humans are not machines. Organs are different. Hearts are in slightly different spots from person to person, you know. It could be off by a little bit. So I'm not really going to, what if, doctors, human doctors, when they get in there, they're doing a surgery, they might find something else wrong.
Yeah, true.
They can sew that up while they're there. Well, we'll get this taken care of right now while we're in here. Let's do this. That's great.
On the other hand, the robot's less likely to leave a towel inside you and sew you back up. That's happened before.
That might be true, actually. If you have a robot that's accounting for bits that it's putting in you, it'll probably have a process for taking them out before it closes you up.
They're not going to have a shaky hand either. Right.
That's true.
Although a surgeon probably doesn't in the first place.
The surgeons already use robots. Like, they use little, like, cameras on the end of, like, a long thing to go inside of you and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
and, of course, they may end up having the nanobots, right, that they can just inject into you, and then they just go through your bloodstream and repair you from the inside.
Yeah, the gray mass, right? Isn't that what they call it? The gray mass or the gray ooze?
I've not heard that.
It's nanobots are what the anti-AI people are most worried about, like, coming out. They're just going to get into the ocean. They're going to reproduce. The electrolytes in the ocean are going to give them all the power they need. They're going to go absolutely bonkers, and they're going to take over the land. It'll be slimy gray ooze. It's all robotic coming up over the land, killing everything in sight.
Male respondents are 20% more willing to interact with robots and AI. Existing robot and AI representations from fiction and real life are more appealing to men than women. We used a range of examples and asked respondents if they were willing to interact with selected robots. On average, 65% of male respondents said yes, but only 45% of women also did.
Sounds to me like this is all coming from action movies. Men like action movies, so they think robots are cool and women don't.
I was going to go the porno route, but okay.
Well, that's what the next one is, the final point.
Oh, I see.
42%, nearly 42% of people would have sex with a humanoid robot. Yes, about 42% of respondents would have sexual intercourse with a robot, yet only 39% believe they could have a romantic relationship
that many people?
With an AI.
How many?
39%, so roughly 4 out of 10. There's also, get this, a large discrepancy between men and women. Men are more open to both the idea of sleeping with a robot, 48%, and falling in love with an AI, 43%. But for whatever reason, they don't give us the female numbers on that one.
Because it's 100%.
100%. What do you guys think? Female or male robots, sex bots? Would you guys be, if you were lonely? Obviously, we have relationships and good relationships.
We're good.
But if you were, you know, without a relationship, would you consider a robot?
No, I don't think. But you know, it's very popular. The dudes with the real dolls, they dress them up, and
is that popular?
Yeah, and then there's some that are
married,
conceiving children together, and they have like a fake baby doll thing that they dress it up, and they, you know, and like, oh, time to change a diaper.
Have you seen the pictures of like the bodybuilder from Russia or something that like had a marriage ceremony for his sex doll?
No.
Yeah. I don't know if it was Russia, but
then
like
he broke up with her and he started dating an ashtray.
That's a joke, right?
No. A like public ashtray that came from a restaurant, and he had to buy it. I'll have to pull
this guy's
got to
be trolling.
You know, that's what I thought when I first heard the story. And if he's trolling, it is a deep, deep troll, because like he's got an Instagram account with multiple like photos with his sex doll going back, and like serious wedding photos with a group of people there and everything. So if it's a troll, it's an elaborate level troll.
I don't put it past people.
And he's Russian, right?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
I think he's one of those kind of former Russian states or something like that, but it's pretty crazy. It's crazy stuff. So if you want to comment on the future of AI, you're certainly welcome to join us.
Sorry, I just have one more comment on that. A robot is definitely a no for me, but what do you guys think about, like, if aliens came down? Would you be in a relationship with an alien if they were normal?
Is she hot?
I guess they could be hot.
Is she anatomically correct?
I don't know. They have one eye.
A relationship is to connect with someone else, and in theory, an alien you could do that with, whereas a robot, it's, well, at least at this point, you know, a lifeless hunk of you know, metal and plastic or whatever, so you can't actually have a connection with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, if there's an alien babe, okay.
Are we talking, is there a soul involved here or not?
Right, that's the important
That's what we're trying to get at.
Yeah, exactly. So, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Well, Facebook, they have released a new thing for the metaverse, where people who don't want to meet in real life can meet online and live online.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. 603-283-6160 is the number here. 603-283-6160. We were just looking at the bodybuilder guy who apparently, you said, Bonnie, has started dating an ashtray.
Yes.
If you can even use that terminology.
Well, he's in love with an ashtray.
He claims that he is in love with an ashtray after having, I guess, did he just give up on his sex doll?
No, it was in the hospital being repaired.
Right, but, I mean, wasn't that an older story? And it said here that he's been, quote-unquote, in the New York Post, quote-unquote, dating the ashtray for a couple of months. Like, how long does it take to...
I see him looking at pictures. He seems happy with the ashtray.
Yeah, there's one where he's, like, straddling the ashtray.
He's definitely helping the
ashtray. Wearing underwear and a pair of shoes, and that's about it. Fascinating. I don't know, like you said, Matt, is this guy trolling? Is this guy, you know, really obsessed with these objects, or is it just a way to get thousands of viewers on
Instagram? He's crushing it.
I mean, he does have photos here of people at the quote-unquote wedding ceremony that he had with this sex doll. So there's at least a large crowd of people that maybe he hired. Maybe, you know, his friends are kind of in on this with him, but... I mean, he had to hire at least a dozen people here to take these photographs with.
Any reason for a party.
I guess. The story here does say that it could be a real paraphilia, which is commonly defined as, quote, a condition characterized by abnormal sexual desires, typically involving extreme or dangerous activities, sometimes referred to as algmatophilia. It's a kink in which individuals derive sexual arousal from an attraction to, usually nude, statues, dolls, mannequins, and or other similar body-shaped objects.
Yeah, but this isn't
body-shaped. Is
it's a black cube-shaped tall,
yeah.
Like one of those sand ashtrays.
Rectangular thing. On the paraphilia spectrum, object sexuality widens the net to include people, quote, who develop deep emotional and or romantic attachments to and have relationships with specific inanimate objects or structures. How can you call this a relationship? Don't you have to have a
two-way
give and take? Yeah, a relation suggests there's something of consciousness on the other side.
Now, you know, I could see myself going down this road if it was a car.
Yeah, there was a guy.
It was a Porsche 911 or something really sexy that I really loved and gave back to me. You know, you put into it, it gives back. That's the people sexualize cars all the time. Motorcycles, things that are fast and hug turns and stuff. That's fun.
There was a guy that was in love with his car on, I forget what the show is called now.
Yeah, I would never make out with a car. See that guy licking the hood
yeah.
of his car.
It was like a Honda, right?
Yeah.
It was something.
It was a dumb car.
Dumb.
It wasn't cool.
Oh, by the way, speaking of robots taking over jobs, that's something that's been happening in the radio business for a long time. I remember when I first started in radio as a teenager in the late 1990s, we still actually played Ozona Music Radio, rock radio station. We still played CDs. So you still had, like, a whole, roster of CDs, and they were in these carts, and you'd put them in these very expensive CD players, and you had to queue up the start times for the songs and everything. And there was actually, like, some work that you had to do. And within a few years, they brought in a computer system and got rid of the CDs entirely, except for, like, some sort of emergency if the computer were to go down. We almost never needed the CDs. And then you could start recording what they call voice tracking in the business. So you could record your entire air shift. You could just come in at, 9 in the morning or whatever, and, you're doing the afternoon drive shift, just lay down all the what they call voice tracks for the afternoon drive, and then
pipe it out.
You're gone for the day. Yeah. Now, of course, if all of a sudden, drastically bad weather struck or some sort of, urgent news event or something like that happened while you were gone, then you weren't there to talk about it, and it made your station sound completely irrelevant.
Right.
But the reality is it was a way for the radio business to cut costs. And one of the things that they did right out the gate was they fired every overnight person across the board at the company I worked for, which was called Clear Channel Communications.
And were you fired?
No. They're now known as iHeartMedia, that's
yeah.
my new name.
I didn't know you worked for Clear Channel.
Yeah, I did. That's where Free Talk Live started.
Oh, no kidding.
And so, no, I wasn't fired, but I wasn't one of the overnight people, per se. I was sort of like the fill-in guy, and I did some weekend. I actually did some weekend overnights and some other shifts, but that was what they did. They got rid of the overnight people, and they just had somebody else from another market do that station's overnight shift. So if we were in Sarasota, Florida, they'd have one of the guys from Tampa do the voice track for the Sarasota station and vice versa. So one of the guys from Sarasota would do a track for one of the Tampa overnights. So that way they still had a different voice on the air at nighttime. It wasn't one of the other station guys that was on during the day. So it sounded like someone was there if you weren't really paying close attention.
Right.
That was a way, if you think about it, right? Like if you just chopped off one-fifth of your entire staff and think about the cost savings there. Well, now, according to Reuters, they're taking the next step. Headline here, that radio DJ you hear might already be a robot.
Whoa. So they are taking our jobs.
Those guys make horrible money anyways.
They really do, yeah, it's true.
I changed my mind. I don't want robots to take our jobs.
Well, the idea that they're going to take talk radio's jobs is pretty slim.
Oh, that's different than a jockey?
Yeah, we're talking about disc jockeys, whose job it is to simply announce songs and read every now and then, some sort of live promo for, coming down to the car lot, we're going to be giving away hot dogs this weekend, and you can get, that kind of thing. So, Andy Chanley, the afternoon drive host at Southern California's public radio station, KCSN, has been a radio DJ for over 32 years, and now, thanks to artificial intelligence technology, his voice will live on simultaneously in many places. Quote, "I may be a robot, but I still love to rock," says the robot DJ named ANDY with all capital letters, which stands for Artificial Neural Disc Jockey, in Chanley's voice during a demonstration for Reuters where the voice was hard to distinguish from a normal human disc jockey. "Our phones, speakers, and rice cookers have been talking to us for years, but their voices have been robotic." Seattle-based AI startup Well Said Labs says it has finessed the technology to create over 50 real human voice avatars like Andy so far, where the producer just needs to type in the text to create the narration. So they're talking about this technology could get rid of every single disc jockey on the planet, basically.
And that way, people who are delivering us our news don't need to have a conscience at all.
Yeah, that's right. That's scary.
I don't think they need to have one now.
I don't think they do already, but I mean, this is the final nail in the coffin for anything like that.
Well, right, and you guys have seen deepfakes, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's already deepfakes.
And there's that website that can generate a new human being every time you load the page.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one, too?
Yes.
I wish I could remember the URL of that one. I'll look it up when we get off the air. It's crazy how realistic those photos are.
Yeah.
So we're already to the point where they already have... artificial influencers now. So there's Instagram accounts of just completely generated human beings who aren't even real people per se. There's some company behind it writing scripts of what those people are quote unquote saying and, you know, promoting whatever advertisers are buying their sponsorships.
Yeah, I saw on Snapchat like yesterday that the one named Michaela, like with a Q, it's just a fake person.
She's been around for years, right?
Yeah, she's like one of the oldest ones. Posted like a joke, and I thought that was so stupid and annoying. Like, obviously, this is just some old man who, you know, is in charge of the company who, like, posted this joke, basically. It's like, why would anybody be like, oh, I'm such a fan? Would anybody actually laugh out loud at somebody making a joke that is a AI?
Well, what do the comments say? Were the comments all positive?
It doesn't have comments on Snapchat. So I was wondering that. I was just like, does anybody actually like this thing? It's so weird.
Zach Zallin, the CEO of the startup Super Hi-Fi, said Andy will be integrated into its AI platform that automates music production. So instead of a music playlist, Andy can DJ the experience, including the songs, or introducing the songs and talking about them. The next step will be for the AI to automate the text that is created by humans as well. He says that's really the triumvirate that we think is going to take this to the next level. So they're talking about replacing the guy that writes the scripts with AI.
That's crazy.
In this case.
Hey, you know, I've let the whole episode, this whole episode of Free Talk Live go by without saying the word Monero one time.
But it is on your shirt.
It is. I got a hoodie of my, you know, it's Monero time. But I want to throw it out there that there is a YouTube channel called Monero Bear, and he makes Monero-based rap songs, and they are hilarious.
You were playing some of it during one of the breaks. It sounds really entertaining.
It's awesome, and he released two new songs today, whoever he is. You should go check it out if you're listening.
Monero Bear.
Monero Bear. Just, it's awesome.
There you go. There's a recommendation for you from DJ Matt.
Yeah, he's 100% real. He's a real guy. That's right.
He used to do a pirate radio station.
I did.
Is it sad? Are you sad to hear about this? Like the elimination of...
No, I like spinning the hits. I think there'll still be little radio stations out there with some dude spinning vinyl or whatever.
I mean, yeah, I hope so. But it's getting more and more robotic over time. It's sad. It's sad stuff. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.